This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Good morning, Wandile, and welcome to MUT Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, Mazuena lady?
We're fine, thanks, and yourself?
You're doing great, sir.
Very well, very nice to hear that.
All right, Wandile, so from studying quantity surveying to selling houses, how did that come about? Was it a build on from what you were already doing? What was it exactly?
Thanks for having me on the show, by the way. So for me, it started in 2019. I actually came to this institution in 2017. So first year, second year. After second year, I had to find an in-serve. So looking for an in-serve, it was really difficult going to a construction company, especially before the pandemic. People were already going broke. So it was very hard for me to get an in-service training. So one day I saw this huge trend on social media about invest in property with zero rent, and I was like, yo, if I could invest in property with no money, I would buy it right now. So I did the research. I went on the internet and I realized, no, that's American lingo. It doesn't necessarily fit in South Africa. So that's when I was like, you know, let me find out how to buy and sell a house. Started knocking on people's doors at different real estate agencies until I actually met up with a guy that actually went to my high school, David Malton. He was the first person to give me the opportunity. And from that day on, I was 20 years old, sold my first house, and I never looked back.
So, Wendy, what do you do? Like, I hear people say they buy houses, then they flip them. Do you also do that, or what is it like?
So, buying and flipping is not necessarily the same as American legislation or law, because in America, the bond repo rate is like 2%, and here in South Africa it's 8% and even higher. But during this pandemic, the banks have been lenient on us and they dropped it to 7%, which is the lowest it's ever been over 55 years. So for us, in South Africa, it's not really necessarily easy, because if you have a second property and you're about to flip it, you also have to go through, you know, government and all of this capital gains tax, all of that stuff. So if you're buying property and flipping, government's going to take 45% of your property, of your profits. So if you buy,
that's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. So it's nothing like America. So if you buy a house for R1 million and you add 500,000 and you sell it for 200, so the government is going to take 45% of that profit you made after buying and fixing. So if it's 2 million, they're going to take 45% of 500,000. So it's a lot of money. You end up not making as much as you'd like, but if you're doing it continuously and consistently, the rewards are immaculate. That's the beauty of, that's the cheat code in
property.
It's consistency. Being consistent and doing things repeatedly. You know, if you're not consistent in real estate, you're gonna go broke very quickly and you're gonna get frustrated,
because it comes like once after like a while,
3-5 months. It's a long time. So if you want to make that million rand benchmark in a month, you have to sell like 10 properties within that specific month, and you definitely guaranteed R1 million to R2 million in profits and revenue and commissions.
So tell me, as a student, you're a student, right? You're still a student, then you're dealing with these real estate agencies, right? I'm into business also, so I understand these things. So tell me, how do you balance these things? Because mind you, you're closing, right? You're a finance student, then business assignment, then Naslezinto.
I can't do one thing at a time. That's what's one thing about me. I'm a multitasker. Like, if I do one thing and it's stuck, it gets stuck, I get so frustrated. It's almost like depression for me. So for me, it became easy to do more than one thing. So if I'm
a student, the spirit,
and I'm waiting to write exams and I'm studying and I get frustrated and I get bored of studying, what am I to do? So for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to study for this week or these days, and then I'm going to sell houses and I'm going to go to work on a daily basis. That for me is calming. It's relaxing. I'm doing something every day, every minute. My mind is continuously moving. The only thing that's frustrating about it is working with people that don't understand why you're in it, you know. Some people are in this industry making money to put food on the table. I'm not here for that, you know. I'm here to grow, to learn, and so forth. So it's not that easy for young people, but it's possible. I'm doing it. You can do it. You can do it. We all can do it. just go ahead, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I believe our generation is slowly changing the narrative, and I think it's safe to say that a cash offer is better, ne? Or am I wrong when purchasing a property?
It is better, you know, because the transaction is way quicker, especially with cash. You put the money down, the property is yours, the sooner the better. But getting a bond and all of that is also convenient, because you don't have to stress about a lot of things. Because once you get your bond for your property, you can automatically get a lease for a car. Now, most of our people, and I say that meaning black people, they buy a car first. You want to go get a Polo 7. Buy a house. Get a house, because you, with a property, you get an access bond and get more money for the property to renovate it or for other things. You know, because I've came across people who want to sell, who taken out a loan for their kids' tuition fees off their bond, you know, because a property is an asset. So if it grows in value, let's say you have a property for freehold. Freehold means that you've paid for the property in full and you have it for R1 million. You can literally go back to the bank and like, yo, I want R1 million and buy more houses, you know, or apartments and so forth.
Yeah. So you said we should go for buying houses first rather than cars. On that note, what are the signs that one should look out for when buying property?
So when you're buying property,
and what do you need in order to qualify for that bond?
Okay, let's start with what you should look out for. One, location, location, location. I cannot emphasize this more. You can't buy a property if it's in a bad location, especially if it's not convenient for you, because there's a lot of things you can't do, especially if you're going to buy a place that's very primitive or very far away from people. People who want to use it can't take public transport, can't actually use it for the right way. They can't start a business in your property. And yeah, so you need location, you need the budget, you need a team. So your team is basically finding an agent who knows his lawyers, who knows pest control, who knows different attorneys, who knows municipality, how to clear out your rates. These are all little different complications that are involved in buying property. You don't just, I got money, I want it. It doesn't work like that.
You know, when I wanted, I do understand everything that you're saying, but I remember at years back, you know, like wanted to be an entrepreneur, you know, I like wanted to get into business. The problem with me, I would listen to interviews, you understand? Yeah. I can tell that you're a business person because you are speaking a business lingua, right? So the problem that I used to have was, okay, I'm listening to this person and I'm like, I really want to be in a real estate agency, all the things, you understand? Only to find, whenever you are conducting interviews, I don't understand the real language. I'm a bond. What is that?
Yeah.
I'm a, like, I'm a procedures, you know, those kind of languages that you guys used to speak, you know, you know, understand. So what I want to ask, Wuti, as you're dealing with, you're still a student and you're dealing with among us university students, right? Will you be able to teach even a person not understanding what you are saying? Like, you know, this is what I'm talking about. You understand that? Will you be able to do those things?
Yeah, I'm 100% able. I was once in your feed before.
Yeah.
My boss used to tell me, oh, if you come with an OTP, you know,
you don't even know what
I'm going to increase your commission amount. I'm like, you know those, yeah. I don't even know what an OTP
exactly,
is.
Exactly. So, at least you understand what I'm saying.
I had to walk in the mud for me to understand that lingo. So I would, for me, it would be easy to explain it to somebody else like Naledi or you, Mazu. But, you know, it was very complicated at first, but I went through the procedures and I'm willing to help the next person, you know, because I know how hard it is and I know how far behind we are as black people in real estate, to be precise, because even when you're selling a property that belongs to an African,
yeah,
there's always going to be issues involved. Either somebody's going to come back, take what's theirs, somebody's going to say, I'm not getting out of here.
Someone doesn't want to let go of the house.
You know,
that's a good card. You know, there's a lot of issues involved with actually property. Because us as African people, we don't understand what is property, you know.
Yeah.
We think property, it's like, you know, dish land was we are going down.
Yeah.
Like, we can't move out of that place we are. But it's not about that. That's why you find other races, they have more properties, or they've moved frequently. And young people that move frequently are more adaptive. They know what's okay. Now I have to adapt to the new scenario. And that's one thing that needs to happen with us.
Wandile, because of time now, we need to wrap up. But before we let you go, I want to ask you, there's this thing called FLISP in property. What is it?
So,
and how does one get it?
FLISP is basically a first homeowner subsidy. So if it's your first time buying a house, so that's you and me, we buying a house for the first time, we can actually apply good Department of Housing to get a subsidy. So it depends on how much you're earning, né?
Yeah.
So let's say you're earning minimum wage 5,000 rand.
Yeah.
You get a subsidy of 180,000. Let's say you're getting paid 22,000.
Mm-hmm.
You get a subsidy of 80,000. So the less money you get, the more subsidy you get.
Mm.
So what happens is government gives you money because now government is realizing more South Africans are renting. Foreigners are starting to buy now because they understand and they're learning about the actual processes of buying property, because anybody can buy a property wherever you are. So the government is trying their level best to get more and more and more and more and more people buying properties, but people don't know about this. So FLISP is basically a subsidy given by government to help you own your first home. But the trick, there's always a trick when you're getting something for free. The trick is that you can't sell or do anything commercial with the property for 8 years. So for the 8 years, you have to stay on that property and just live in it, you know, and grow, have a family, or start something.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, in closure, what were are your last remarks?
My last remarks would last be, you know, let's grow one another.
Mm-hmm.
Property and infrastructure is here to stay. We, a third world country, we still have opportunity to go to first world. And the only way to get to first world is through infrastructure, creating infrastructure that is convenient for people. That's even more than just property.
Mm.
Like, it depends on things like transportation, job opportunities. If there's more properties, there's more job opportunities. So for us as young black people, let's go out there and get to learn. Like you said, Mazu, how do I get to learn the lingo? Find out. It's one word a day is enough, you know. Find out what an OTP is. Next week, find out what a bond is. Next week, find out what an autonomy test is. You see?
Yeah.
So that's how you learn. And day by day, we'll get the lingo. Once the lingo's there, you become like instantly
sharp.
Yeah.
You can walk in and out anyways. Like, oh, I got an ITP. I want a job. It's like, okay, we'll give it to you. You know?
Yeah, we get you. So, where can we find you on the socials?
On social media, I go by the name of Wandile Sihia. So on Instagram, it's Wandile.Sihia. On Facebook, is Wandile Sihia.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.